None of them knew it yet, but the night of the school dance would be the night Tom Evans, one of the summer school boys, one of the boys enrolled in Ruth's class, would be hit by a speeding diplomat's fat Lincoln, arcing too fast around Logan Circle. They would find out the following week when the school was populated by grievance counselors, when the monks were lurking and listening outside of every classroom door, that Tom Evans lived with his father at the upper entrance of Logan Circle, that he had been walking to the nearby market to buy ice cream, and that he and his father were going to eat it together while watching a movie. At the moment of the crash, Ruth would be rounding the upper edge of the circle only a few car lengths from the Lincoln, in the car with another teacher and three of the summer school boys packed across the back seat, post-school dance, all of them on their way to a bar to see an all-ages show the boys had begged to be driven to. The other boys didn't like Tom Evans, but they didn't dislike him enough to tease him to his face. It was more of an indifference that meant he walked into and out of the school building by himself every day, and Ruth had found something tragic about the quiet space that made a pocket around him. During the week after the dance, the fact that he wasn't in the room when he should have been would make the boys feel antsy, not because they missed him, but more because they didn't. They would go whole minutes laughing or talking, and then they would stop and see his desk, and in the quiet, you could see the surprise passing across their faces as they realized, some for the first time, how quickly a person could go.
Okay.